I asked my dad, can you ask people you know in psychology where I should apply? So my dad says, okay, I did. Here's a list of 12, 13 good schools in psychology. So I write for their applications and I get them. And I am shocked, shocked, I tell you, to find out you're supposed to know what kind of psychology you want to do. I thought you were just, I liked psychology. I could do any kind.
Yeah.
I thought, well, what am I going to do? So I decided, I know. I'll apply to a different kind at every school, and that'll keep the doors open. I applied in biopsychology here, and linguistics there, and cognitive there, and animal learning here, social, developmental. I just divided the schools up and checked a different box on every one. I had no idea what I wanted to do. And, you know, then I went and I got into them, and I decided, okay, I'm going to go visit these schools. Somebody at my undergraduate institution said, you better go visit. So I went, okay, I don't know how I'll afford this, but I'll do it. And so I flew myself out to go visit some of these schools. And I didn't, even at that point, I didn't decide on intellectual criteria. I just went to Princeton, and A, the graduate students were really nice to me, and B, and most importantly, they had great housing. I mean, you know, I'm a dad, I have a 5-year-old. It's very important to me that I have a place to live where my son will be happy.
Yeah.
And so at Princeton, they have these lovely little apartments that are on the woods and the kids can play. And I thought, fantastic, I'm going to Princeton. What did I sign up for here? And it turned out the answer was, you're going to be a social psychologist. Okay, great. If I had signed up for biopsychology there, then that's what I would be doing.